We have a very special guest joining us via phone line, practicing the appropriate social distancing today. We have our Murchie head football coach, Jeremy Green. And Coach Green, it's good to hear from you, man. Thanks for giving us a call today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Matt. I really enjoyed it when I was on with you last year. And I just want to say that what y'all do, you know, providing a personality for Northwest Georgia sports, having a radio station that's, you know, that devotes some time to that is it's really important. I appreciate what you do.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I can certainly say, and hopefully this is obvious, it's a labor of love for us. We've been doing it for a long time, and we hope to be continuing to do that for a long time. And so I think that's especially important in uncertain, difficult times to try to do our best to provide some good information, but also some entertainment, a little bit of sense of normalcy in a situation like this, which is pretty hard to come by. So that was going to be one of the first things I wanted to talk to you about, Coach, is obviously you heard the announcement today from Governor Kemp that public schools are to be closed until April the 24th. And this is really unlike any other situation that we've ever experienced. And every single day, we're getting things added to the list of change that we're still trying to absorb the last thing. And so as far as being a head coach and an educator, a part of the school system, you know, what has this situation been like for you and your colleagues? I bet it's been pretty wild.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, not just as a coach, but as a teacher, you know, you, one positive that can come out of this is I think there's a lot of teachers and students right now that are realizing, you know, how much they love each other, how much they miss each other, you know, and how school ain't that bad, I don't know how many folks will be complaining when we go back that first day of school. It won't be like it is sometimes. But I know, you know, our Murchie High School, we did a video that went out this morning or yesterday, I believe. And it was, you know, just a teacher's message to students. And, you know, you could tell there's a lot of love there and, you know, a deep sense of, you know, just, you know, missing being around kids. That's one good thing about teachers and a coach is you get to be around young people and they kind of help keep you young. And, you know, and you need your small breaks every now and then. But, you know, something like this where you're being prevented from hanging out with kids and asking them about their day. And we're starting, you know, I'm learning how to do all that, you know, over the internet. But, you know, you'll never replace face-to-face. And so, but right now, nobody knows what they're doing, you know, as far as how to handle it. You know, this is so new.
Absolutely. And I think you bring up a good point, though, because I think that when we're in our normal routines, at no fault of our own, you know, we end up getting kind of, you know, into that routine so much that we certainly do take kind of the simple things in life, like being able to get up in the morning and rush out the door and get on the school bus and go see your buddies and have lunch with them and learn and things like that and be around other human beings and things like that. But when you go through something like this, I know me as an adult, I've definitely had a lot of time to reflect and think about things that, you know, we experience in normal life and appreciate them a heck of a lot more. And it's one of those things, once we get through with all this, Coach Green, I hope that some of that will really stick with us. Because I think when things like this end, sometimes it's pretty quick that you get back to that normal routine and kind of forget those lessons. But I kind of have a feeling a lot of this stuff is going to stick around a lot longer because of the nature of this being so different from what we've experienced before.
Yeah, you don't know what you have till it's gone. Huh. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of my students, you know, right now that I think they'd be willing to come in and run hills or squat. Something that don't, you know, from a day-to-day basis, isn't something that they necessarily love. But, you know, you ask about as far as a coach goes, you know, dealing with this, you know, the number one reason you're going to coaching is because of relationships. You know, I had relationships with my coaches that affected me, and I'm not always great at it, but I want to have a relationship with my players, and they're important to me. And you know, like right now, you don't get to have that, you know, and you don't get to ask them how their day went. And, you know, you build your team in the offseason, too. And, you know, that's the thing. I talked to two of our coaches on the phone today, Dustin Powell and Jamie Rice, and that's one of the things that we talked about was, you know, you're not seeing those kids every day talking about spring ball coming up, getting to slap them on the back and cut up with them. That takes a toll. But what I really believe is that whenever this is over, I think there's going to be such a fire there that and such an appreciation for it. You know, let's say everything goes according to plan. Can you imagine what the first football games of next year are going to be like?
You know, man, that was going to be one of the things I was going to ask you about today, is it just kind of setting up the scenario of, is once we get through all this and then we get back to some semblance of normalcy. And I think in some ways, you know, our lives are going to be changed forever. And some of that's not going to be great, but then some of it's probably going to make us better, because a lot of times when you come out of difficult things, you come out of it with a lot of growth and moving forward and things like that. But I did kind of want to set the stage and paint the picture of the first game of 2020 for the Albuquerque Indians. You get out there, you're on the sidelines, your team, you know, the game kicks off. I can only imagine what that's going to feel like, and hearing the national anthem and things like that. And I mean, there probably won't be a dry eye in the place.
No. And I love all sports, don't get me wrong, but nothing brings a community together like football, at least not in the southeastern part of the United States. And, you know, high school football, you know, is as close to tribalism as you get. And, you know, we'll actually scrimmage model at home. And, I mean, I can't imagine how excited the folks from Albuquerque and the folks from Shannon will be to, you know, to get to scrimmage a familiar face. And, you know, everyone won't count. And it's almost, you know, it'll be a scrimmage game and against two old rivals in county. And in a way, it's almost symbolic, you know, that we're just happy to be back out here and doing something that we love. And, you know, I know that a lot of people can't wait. I've had a lot of kids messaging me. And, you know, talking about it, and it's not always kids that always act like that on a normal basis, you know. But now, right now, they're missing some things.
Of course, you bring up playing against Model, obviously, at rivalry there. And it was kind of funny, earlier this week when we did our Tuesday show, I had a blue shirt on. I have a blue shirt on right now, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. And you made a comment of, initially, you got excited because you thought it was an Albuquerque shirt. And then somebody from the Model community chimed in and said, oh, I thought it was a Model shirt. And I got a kick out of that. And I'll just leave it as this. I love the color blue, man. What can I say?
Hey, first of all, their blue is a little darker. Okay. So it was, you know, whatever ours is called, light royal or whatever it is, it, you know, that's what it was. So,
well, man.
That.
And I tell you, I know everybody's just really ready to get some of these things back, and it's a lot more than just sports. Sports just means a lot of different things, represents a lot of different things. And one of the things you talked about just a few minutes ago was communication and how key that is in terms of team building, and that you'd been in communication today with some of your coaches. But in light of what's been going on, what have communications been like with you and some of the kids that are on the team? Have you been able to talk to them much and maybe even like distribute some workouts or something like that they can do to try to stay fit and kind of keep that mindset?
We did do that. When this first started, I issued a challenge because I didn't know how long, you know, I thought it was going to be 2 weeks like everybody else did, you know, and I issued a challenge. All of our players, you know, went out over the phone, went out over social media and thing, you know, email. And, you know, it was do this many push-ups a day, this many body squats a day, you know, this much planks, things like that. And, you know, and then it turned into, okay, this is longer than that. So, yeah, you know, what do you tell a kid? They're learning right now how to do school on a computer. You know, and thank the Lord that my wife, Jessica, works for an online school, and she's teaching me all this stuff because, buddy, I'm going to tell you, you know, when it came, I had never seen, you know, my face on a computer screen talking back. You know, we had one of those Google Hangouts the other day with a PE class, but thank God that she's here to teach me all that. And so we're going to start doing videos, install videos. You know, kind of like player meetings. We sent word out today with that. We're going to start putting those on Huddle. And so I've got one that'll be coming out Saturday morning. And then Coach Powell will have one the next Thursday. And then Coach Rice the following Monday. So the kids will get to see our face and get to hear our voice. And, you know, we'll do some teaching, things that we would have been maybe doing in a, you know, a meeting or something like that. You know, just to you know, and somebody said to me, they said, you know, kids got a lot on them right now. And it wasn't in a mig, you know, it was actually a family member, but, you know, you want to put that on them right now? And I said, I think they want it. You know, it's not an assignment. I just think it's something that, you know, kids got a lot of time on their hands right now. And I think they're probably ready, eager to learn and ready to lap stuff up.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important, too, because when you have a lot of free time on your hands and you're home and the refrigerator's not that far away and people have stocked up, you got a pantry full of stuff and things like that in a lot of cases, you know, you can kind of fall into some bad habits and maybe watching too much TV and sitting inside too much and those sorts of things. And so to have that kind of structure, you know, I think kids want that. I know as an adult, I certainly like it. I was worried that I was going to have a harder time personally being motivated to get out and exercise, but I've actually seen the opposite happen to me. I can't wait to get out the door as soon as this show's over and go for a run. Cause I think also people are getting a little cabin fever as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And, you know, just trying to, you talk about filling the time and the void and, you know, trying to bring a little cheer or whatever. We had an Ormerchie football trivia contest that lasted this past week. You know, we drew names for that last night, and, you know, just something to, you know, bring up old names and things like that. And, you know, like who was Ormerchie's first ever all-state football player? It was 1971, Danny Wiseman.
Oh, wow.
That person gets a chance to win, you know, a season ticket. So we gave a season ticket away last night. We get, you know, of course, we hadn't handed it to him yet. You know, but we had seven winners, and one won a hat, and one won a shirt, and one won a season ticket. But just anything to keep the Ormerchie football community, you know, together right now, I think that's important.
I think so as well. There's no question about that. And throughout the last couple of weeks, I've encountered people, you know, and people are stressed and frustrated and scared and really uncertain about what's coming down the pike. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, Coach, and other football coaches and coaches of other sports during this time is because covering sports, I talk to coaches all the time, and one of the words that is going to come up in the conversation, no matter what the situation is, well, we got to know how to handle adversity. And so you guys are experts on that. So I wanted to, you know, for the sake of maybe young people that are into sports, but also for the adults and whatnot listening to the show, if you could, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but maybe give some pointers of some things that you can do to try to keep a positive mindset when dealing with adverse situations like we're dealing with. And I know this one's a new one, but I think that some of the principles that you would teach, you know, in normal circumstances certainly could apply to this as well.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, that's one of the things last night when we did our little drawing, I addressed the team. And, you know, I said, remember, you know, why we play the game. You know, we play football is important because it teaches you to be tough. It teaches you to be unselfish, and it teaches you to be reliable. And I said, you know, right now, you're still a teammate. You're still a son, a grandson, a cousin, a brother. You know, take care of your siblings. Take care of your schoolwork. You know, take care of the things that that you need to take care of to be that good teammate. You know, remember our core values. And I think if you look at it as this is an opportunity to figure something out, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm struggling with it, you know, as much as anybody is, but maybe there'll be some positives that come out of it. And I think that's the biggest thing is look at it and say, you know, you've heard before, adversity is opportunity. And, you know, it's like today, me and my wife and my three girls, you know, this has been hard on my mom and dad, you know, because they can't be around us. You know, they're, you know, in those critical ages and things like that. So we went and drew chalk all over their, you know, fences. But, you know, you are loved, and, you know, put the word family and put our handprints and chalk around it, and, you know, put Bible verses like Psalm 16:8, you know, I will not be shaken. And I think that, you know, that's the biggest thing is if you find a way to see that some good will come out of this, you know, I put this out on social media the other day. I think there's probably going to be a drawing together of families from all this. You know, I think that'll be a big positive. I'm getting to spend a lot of time with my girls. We're playing Mario Kart for the first time in 10 years. And, you know, important to keep things into, you know, in perspective. And I don't know what the GHSA is going to do or what it is. But, I mean, your heart breaks. You know, there was a kid, more than likely, there was a kid that played his last baseball game this year, and he didn't know it. There was a girl that played her last soccer game, and she didn't know it. You know, and that's a terribly unfair thing. You know, and maybe, just maybe, you know, going forward, you know, the message can be, you better appreciate it and you better respect it, because it can be gone just like that. And football coaches, we always give that message, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, we lost several seniors to injury last year. If you don't know, you know, when your last ball game is or when your last day of school is, I mean, it's a lot easier to respect it and appreciate it and view it as a blessing. And not, you know, I think I said it the other day like this. I think we're figuring out there were a lot of get-tos instead of have-tos, you know.
Yeah. That's a fantastic point. Here's another example, Coach, that I saw earlier. You were talking about, you know, in this situation, seeing some acts of kindness and positive things happening. And I think sometimes when you say that, people feel like they have to do this like big grandiose thing or whatever, but sometimes it's just really simple stuff. I saw a news story yesterday, and it was a dean at the University of Georgia that's taking this time off that he has, and he's going to like certain sections of a highway with garbage bags and one of those little grabber things, and he's, you know, picking up trash off the side, you know, off the road. And one of the things that, you know, is positive about that, obviously it cleans up the world from litter for all of us. But for him personally, it's something that he can do where he can look at it and see instant progress, get instant gratification from that, and saying, look, you know, that highway's clean because I just got out there and I stuffed these bags full of trash and got them out of here. And so things like that, you know, if you got this free time, you know, make sure to make use of it and do what you can. You obviously can't do a lot of things that you would normally be doing in this situation, but there's always something that you can do. And so focus on what you can do. And sometimes you got to think outside the box to do that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a really good point. And, you know, just the little things like our school. I think Floyd County Schools has done a great job of taking care of kids right now. You know, maybe not everybody realizes how much a sack lunch means to a certain family, you know, but I mean, there's folks that are going to be hurting. But, you know, like Floyd County Schools, Dr. Wilson, our superintendent, has done a good job making sure that our kids are taken care of. And, you know, they're, you know, like I said, they're feeding kids. They're making sure that the school aspect right now is low pressure. You know, and, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, and it's kind of like you said, little things right now. I mean, you know, why haven't we rode on my mama's fence before? You know, after we did that day and saw how happy it made her, I was like, why ain't I done that before? You know, you know, it's, you know, you don't even think about it till a time like this. And so maybe one of the positives, like, you know, I know we keep saying kind of the same thing, but maybe one of the positives is that we'll, you know, we'll learn that helping people and doing good things is something that makes you feel good all the time, and it's good for other people all the time.
We're joined via phone line today by the head football coach out at Almerchie High School. Jeremy Green is with us. And obviously the main thing, you know, that we're talking about, you know, obviously the importance of the whole situation is social distancing, keeping people healthy, helping out where we can and things like that. But let's face it, you know, us sports fans, we got a huge void right now. And one of the things I was talking about as I introed the show was the fact that today would have been opening day for baseball. Coming up this weekend, we would have had the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. NHL hockey season will be winding down, getting ready for the playoffs there. The Masters would have been in a couple of weeks and all those sorts of things. And so, you know, even though there are way more important things to be worried about, that certainly factors in to sports fans. And so I know you're a very big sports fan. It starts with football, but you love all sports. So how are you filling the void personally, you know, not being able to watch sports and keep up with it and those sorts of things?
That's been terrible.
You know, oh.
I'm like I said, I mean, you know, I'm in there playing Mario Kart, my 12-year-old daughter trying to, you know, beat her brains out in those team races, you know.
I love it, man.
You know, well, that's That's why my wife had to throw away Chutes and Ladders and Candyland when my kids were little. Yeah. But, you know, I was enjoying watching the XFL, you know, and then just all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. You know, love watching the NCAA tournament, you know. You know, as far as baseball goes, I really love the first 2 weeks and the last 2 weeks of Major League Baseball.
That's kind of how I am about baseball as well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of games, and I'm not going to be the guy that sits there and watches every pitch, every inning of every single game. There's certainly points of the season where I can really get into it.
Yeah, but I mean, even the Olympics, you know, I'm not a huge Olympic fan, but when they talk about moving that, I'm like, dang, I'm going to miss the Olympics.
I know.
You know, as far as filling the void goes, you know, if I'm ESPN, I'm playing every great game of every sport 24 hours a day. You know, literally the only thing happening in sports right now is the NFL free agency. And, you know, I mean, people are eating that up, and I mean, because that's all there is. But I would be, you know, playing that like crazy. And there's some coaches that I know. I'm a little bit older than them, but they're breaking out old PlayStations and Xboxes and playing NCAA football against each other online. I never did that, but I did play those games back in the day, and I was kind of like, dang, anybody want to get some Tecmo Bowl up? Can you play?
I know, man. Most of the sports games I have are kind of old school, but I love them, though.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. But I've spent a lot of time watching Huddle. You know, we already had film on a lot of people who were going to play. So, you know, probably what I would have done in the weeks after spring football, you know, breaking those guys down, just gone ahead and gotten a head start on that. And, you know, been watching a lot of coaching videos and things like that, trying to stay in that mode. You know, other things, you know, my daughter was on a basketball team. She's not getting to play that right now. You know, things like that. So, I mean, it's kind of sad all the way around, but, you know, give me a little extra time to work, I guess.
Well, Coach, you mentioned NFL free agency, and that's certainly been a diamond in the rough. And I'm somebody that I love college football. I love high school football. Those are my two first loves when it comes, or you know, main loves when it comes to football. NFL, I'll watch the Falcons, depending on how things are going. Last year, kind of gave up on them like most people did, you know, fairly early in the season. Things weren't going too well. So the NFL was just not big on my radar as much as it would be if the Falcons were doing strong. But this year, NFL free agency, it has been a lifeline, man. I've really enjoyed it. And Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers, I mentioned this on the show on Tuesday, I wanted him to stay with the Patriots, but now I'm glad he went because it gave us something to talk about other than COVID-19 and coronavirus related to sports that was significant. And there have been other moves as well, but certainly that's the one that gets the most attention. So, you know, any thoughts on that particular move or any others that you've seen so far throughout free agency?
Well, I guess, you know, one thing is, and I hate to be this guy right now, but, you know, how much money was it, $50 million?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah, $50 million. Maybe we'll get a better sense of, you know, pay scales after all this is over with. You know, nurses, you know, doctors, folks that are doing all this right now. You know, you've got these essential people that are having to go out and work, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, maybe hopefully some of these guys that got these big dollars in the NFL, hopefully they'll do what they need to do to take care of some people in their communities, you know, some folks that are having to deal with this. And, you know, maybe they'll do some little extra giving to help with that because, you know, there's a lot of people hurting right now. And that's the negative side of that is I'd usually be all about it, you know. My first thing is Tom Brady, I think, is the greatest quarterback because he's with Bill Belichick. I personally think that. I'm not saying he ain't good. I think he's great. But, you know, I think it was the combination of those two guys. I mean, what's Belichick's record, like 800-something without him? You know, his average 10 games, he goes 8-2. So, you know,
brilliant defensive coordinator when he was with the Giants and, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I agree with you because I know that's been one of the debates, Coach, has been, who's the better portion of that situation? Is it Brady or is it Belichick?
Yeah.
And when I look at the whole situation, Belichick, Brady, Kraft, you know, that whole relationship between all those guys, it was the perfect storm that brought that all together. And so I know that people are going to pick a side one way or the other, but I'm kind of with what you said. I think it's the combination that really made that thing tick.
Yeah. Well, line your day up a little bit later, go watch the Key and Peele sketch, The Teacher Draft. You ever seen it?
I have not seen that.
It's where they basically treat like really great teachers like they're, you know, professional athletes, and they're like, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, this calculus teacher, you know, she does a great job motivating kids. They're getting her for the low price of $25 million a year. Go watch it. It's pretty hilarious.
I'll have to check that out, Coach. We've got Jeremy Green, head football coach at Almerchie, joining us here on the program today. And I won't keep you much longer, man. But I've really enjoyed catching up with you, and I appreciate you taking some time today, because I think that the community needs to hear from our coaches, because you guys are out there, you know, leaders. And like I mentioned before, I don't talk to a coach without them mentioning dealing with adversity and things like that. I think that's one of the reasons I enjoy covering sports so much, is because I think sports imitate life in a lot of ways, because let's face it, life's tough. And sometimes it's really tough, like what everybody's dealing with in their own way right now. So I think that some words of wisdom from a coach like yourself certainly can be helpful to people from all walks of life. So I appreciate you taking some time today. It's been fun catching up.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, again, thank you for calling in. We've been joined by head coach of the Almerchie Indians football team, Jeremy Green, and hopefully we'll be checking again soon once this is all over and starting to talk about the Almerchie Indians for the 2020 season and what that's going to be looking like.
Well, we can't wait.
All right. Well, man, I hope that you and your family stay safe and healthy throughout this whole process, and thank you again for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.